Yes, mazel tov on the granddaughter. We wish mazel tov to you on the granddaughter. This is Jeff Sachs. We're here at Web Yeshiva. And here's Ben walking in late. And wave hello to the people. Here we are in Masechet Kiddushin. But there's more than one mazel tov to go around. There's more than one mazel tov to go around. Because we're sitting here with the Mechaber, our friend. David Kerwin is now a published author. His book on Kohelet, The Map to Eden, was published this week by Magid. So wait, so David, tell everybody about the book. We'll have a book launch later.
The book was after many years of finding Kohelet very difficult and hard to find getting out of it. In fact, 1 year actually.
Most people solve that problem by sleeping through it.
So as a matter of fact, 1 year I broke my glasses by hitting my head in the shvenda. But then after many years of really not getting much out of it, I decided 1 year coming home. I said there must be something more to it. And I just kind of went at it. I used the methodology inspired by Rabbi David Forman of Aleph Beta of intertextuality, and I started noticing connections to Sefer Bereishit, the opening chapters of Sefer Bereishit. There's a lot of connections there, and little by little, the puzzle pieces started to come together. And from there, I started noticing a number of comparisons between Adam Rishon and the attributed author of Kohelet, Shlomo Melech. And started making, they have kind of similar lives, similar, you know, optimistic life, and then ends in downfall. They have similar issues with their children. There's a lot of things I found. And then from there, continued and began to discover other places in the Torah that were related to these kind of connections. As a matter of fact, this past Shabbat, we just read Parshat Shlach, and one of the...
Okay, in Israel.
They will read it. But in Parshat Shlach, it's one of the key words in Parshat Shlach is the verb tor. It appears very rarely in any of the books in the Tanakh, but it does appear in Kohelet, and that seems to be a key word that they use.
What's the pasuk in Kohelet?
There's a three pasukim where it talks about the Torah b'chokhmah, and the idea of searching for chokhmah, searching for wisdom, led me to understand that actually there's something going on here too. And the story of the spies was a third story that had a lot of parallels, both the story of Adam Rishon and also the story of Shlomo, and they ended up having all these parallels. And then further, I started realizing about they each have similar issues with the generation that follows them. There's a lot of parallels between Cain and Hevel and Korach. You can see a lot of similarities, linguistic and thematic similarities, as well as the issues of Yeravam and Rechavam, the tensions their kids follow. All these things started to realize that they have these stories of potential and downfall. And then, even further going in, again in Parshat Shlach, that led me to the clue that the Parshat of Tzitzit was a potential remedy to some of these issues, as well as other stories in Tanakh. Particularly, I focus a lot on the Avodah Kohen Gadol and others, and Kohelet itself as giving the message of how you can avoid these same downfalls, and that's basically what the book is about.
What's the name of the book?
The book is called Kohelet: A Map to Eden.
Magid.
By Magid Press.
Coming soon. Who's playing you in the movie version?
I'll be the detective. I don't know. I guess they get to.
Yeah, Peter Falk.
Peter Falk, exactly.
Yeah, the intertextuality stuff is you
really have it. Okay, well, anyway, it's a very great accomplishment, and we're all very proud of David.
Each secret got its long.
He did.
Okay, we are at the very bottom, last line of Mem Dalet Omer Aleph, 44a. Bo'er mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was Bo'e. What's Bo'e? I've told you a million times. It has three meanings.
Desire.
It's the easiest mnemonic to remember. And I have literally mentioned it 1,000 times.
I heard every one of them.
Bo'e has three meanings in Aramaic.
Inquire, desire.
To inquire, to require, and desire. If you think about it, you understand how those words in English are related. Bo'e mine is an information question. It's not an attack question. In other words, the Gemara, like Eskimos have X number of words for snow. It doesn't matter that that's not technically true as a heuristic way of thinking about things. It works. Chazal have a million ways to ask questions, but the type of word indicates what type of question they're asking, right? In other words, we all understand the difference. There's two questions. What time is it? When your kid, right? In other words, I know, like, I'm finishing dinner, I have to get to class, and I say, what time is it? What kind of question is that? Information question. I need to know. It's 8:27. You're supposed to be in shul in 3 minutes, right? When it's 3 o'clock in the morning and your teenager was supposed to be home at 11 and you're sitting in the living room waiting for them and you say, what time is it? That's a very different question altogether. Even though black on white on paper, it's the same exact question, right? Boy, mine is an information question. I want to know, right? Titkabel tzolotot uva'otot b'kol Yisrael. Accept the prayers and requests. Right, the bakashot, tefillot uvakashot, tzlaton uvaton.
It's like in what Yaakov says in the bracha to Yosef, like bekashti v'ferbi. And uncle translates bakashti as bakasha, and not bekeshen.
So titkabel tzlaton uvaton, right, is the requests. Right, and if an information question means that you know that it's 8:27, and I am requesting from you to tell me what it is. So, boy mine Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asks the following question from Rav Nachman. Okay, ding, turn the page 44b at the top. Ne'ara. You remember what a ne'ara is?
Yeah.
A maiden between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. Ne'ara mahu. Can this young woman, I'll call her a young woman, but she's no longer Ktana.
Next two words also, part of the question. Miadbala.
Miadbala, right? Ne'ara ma'ush ta'ase shaliach l'kabel gita miadbala. Can she appoint a shaliach to accept a get from her husband? Now we know that just like the husband can send a get with a shaliach, the woman, knowing that her husband, a woman can't send a shaliach to force the husband to give a get, but if the husband is in Minsk and the wife is in Pinsk and there's a gas station in the middle, they each send shlichim and they deliver it there. So can she appoint a shaliach to accept the get that her husband is either delivering himself or delivering via his own shaliach? So the Gemara says it depends. This is where we started talking last week about Amazon deliveries. Do we assume that this girl, who is not yet fully an adult, neither is she a katana. If she's a katana, she's under bat mitzvah, barush. She can't even accept the get herself. And Ne'ara can, we established that a Ne'ara can accept the get herself. But can she make a shaliach? Now, what does it mean to make a shaliach? We've been talking about it now for many weeks, right? It means that you have enough agency over your own affairs that you can appoint someone in your stead, power of attorney, right? You know who can't make a power of attorney?
A minor.
It's somebody who doesn't have complete control over their own affairs. Right? Somebody who doesn't have complete control over their own affairs. So she's kind of in this liminal space in between being a ketana and being a bogeret. So it depends on whether we view her as the hand of her father, the extension of her father, as it were, or like the chatzer of her father. Now you remember, this was the discussion last week. Look it up in your notebooks if you're unclear. A chatzer is a kind of like home base. And for certain purposes, like accepting Amazon packages, your chatzer is like your extended hand. And if somebody... Your extended house, yes. Your extended home base. Right? Just like in baseball, right? You know, if the runner touches the base, he is where? Home. Right? If you get all the way around and you touch the base, doesn't matter if you slid right past it, as long as you touched it, you are home and you are safe. And you have delivered the run to your team, right? Amazon considers that if they put the package on your doormat, they've delivered the package. Somebody might steal it. That's your problem.
No, it's actually your problem. If it isn't there, you call Amazon.
Say there, but in principle, the delivery man has done his duty, right? Yeah, just like if he delivers a package and it's the wrong package. or he delivers a product and the product is broken. You know, they have generous return policies because they want your business. But in principle, the package is delivered, right? I mean, this happens. I get Corain, who hopefully will send me a copy of Kohelet, The Map to Eden by David Kerwin, right? Not you know,
this has been a page.
Well, Corain Magid, it's the same thing, right? So I get a text message usually around 7 a.m. saying, delivery man from Corain, it wants to deliver your package. Hit, for some reason, 17, if it's okay for them to leave it by your door if nobody's home.
I received the same thing.
Right? But I get these packages 3 times a week because they want books reviewed in tradition. And then at some point during the day, I get a message saying, Corain has delivered the package. It's waiting for you by your door. Right? And then I'll get an SMS saying, please rate our service, which I never answer. Right? So issue like the chatzer, meaning like if you deliver it to the daughter, really who's the addressee of the get? The father. No, well, the father.
Because she's an Arab.
But she's an Arab, although she can accept it herself. But the father still is involved in this. So is she like just like an extension of her? But giving it to her is as good as is no less than putting it in the father's chatzer.
But she's not living with her.
With her arus or with her.
I mean, it's only arus.
Yeah.
It's not talking about the.
Presumably, it's an arus, but either way.
Well, no, it's a big difference because why would she be. What would be the connection? How would it help to give your father.
Because for the purpose of divorce, she goes back to the father.
Right, but only after she receives the get.
You say there, but the father is in this weird marriage of the Na'ara, the father has still some authority over her. For the purposes of,
no, it's like a
but presumably we're talking about an arus
because she's still living at home.
Because she's still living at home, they're not fully married, right? They have kiddushin, but not nisuin.
Wouldn't matter.
But in other words, if they were fully married, so then it's harder to say that the father still has a hand in the matter.
No, it's not a hypothetical thing. The act of nisuin is going into the husband's house. That's why you have a chuppah. So the chatzer of a father is no longer relevant until she's divorced.
No, in other words, no. Except here we say, is she like her father's hand or like her father's chatzer? Is she conceptually like, is delivering it to her, if delivering it to the father, help me out. I'll take water. If delivering it to the father is enough to cause the divorce, and delivering it to the father's chatzer is enough to cause the divorce, delivering it to the daughter herself, the wife herself, the arusa herself, is certainly no worse than putting it in the father's chatzer. This is not water.
Sorry. There's water in there.
So can she make a shaliach? So if she's an independent agent, so she can make a shaliach. And if she's not an independent agent, she can presumably, she can't make a shaliach. So then the Gemara spells out what's the difference. Kiyada vi hadamya, what does it mean that she's like her father, the hand of her father? Ma aviha mishavei shaliach, just like her father can make a shaliach to accept her get. Afi nami mishavei shaliach, she can also make a shaliach. Why? Because she is no less than her father. She's no less involved in this than her father. And just like her father can make a shliach to accept a get on her behalf, so she can certainly make a shliach to accept. But kiyadavia means to say that she and her father are equal partners in the formation and dissolution of this marriage, kol od, that she's still a na'ara. Odilma, what's odilma? Well, maybe odilma is another, again, this is a technical construct. Boy mine. I have a question. So very often in this construct, the information question will spell it's a binary possibility.
A dilemma.
No, it's not a dilemma. No, but it's not a dilemma. It's not. I don't know. Are they close?
Two possibilities.
They probably are somehow
related. Is dilemma etymologically? This is a question for Balashon. Is dilemma related to
I
dilemma?
Would imagine no, but it's easy enough to look up. The dilemma is probably like, isn't a lemma like a thing?
What?
A lemma in like a dilemma is probably like two
things. Oh, is that two?
Yeah, I think lemma.
So it's two. It's like a an algorithm.
It's a forced choice between two equally undesirable.
Folks online, are you hearing the other people around the table well? Because we have this new microphone, which is finally up and running.
It's much better than it was, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Dilemma's probably the latter. But Dilma splits the two possibilities. And if it's Mahu Boimine, I have an information question. Is it X or is it Y? Is it Yad or is it Chatzer? So then it spells out the logic between Yad. Dilma, now here's the other possibility. Kechatzera vita damya, she is likened to her father's Chatzer. Va'ad matya gita liyada lo migarshat. And until the get comes to her hand, the package hasn't been delivered. And therefore what? If she's like a Chatzer, therefore what is that? For our question, what's our question? Can she make a shaliach?
Mm-hmm.
So if she's just like a chatzer, if she's just like her father's front doorstep, where once the package hits the doorstep, it's delivered. Once the runner touches foot on the base, then the run is in. So she can't make a shaliach. Can the catcher, can the first baseman make a shaliach? No. You're either standing at the base with the ball in your hand and you tag the guy out, or you didn't.
Wait a minute. How's the first side of the dilemma that she can't make a...
If she's like her father's Yad, these are two metaphors, Yad or Chatzir. If she's like her father's Yad, she's an extension of her father.
She has agency.
She has agency. And just like the father can make a shaliach,
she can do whatever the mother can.
And what does it mean that she makes a shaliach? As soon as the get reaches the hand of the shaliach, she's megureshet. It's not that he's the delivery man. The shaliach is her.
But if she's part of the household, in the word.
But if she's part of the household, if she's part of the chatzer, so then until the get reaches her hands, she's not divorced. So how does it work? How does it work? The husband sends a get, and in a normal case, adult husband and wife, he lives here, she lives there. They each send a shaliach to a midway point. At what point is she divorced?
When one shaliach gives it to the other.
When one shaliach gives it to the other. Why? Because what's happening when one shaliach gives it to the other?
He's giving it to her.
The husband is giving it to the wife. Ah, they're not in the room. Let me shaliach. It doesn't matter.
Their agents are there.
And it is shlucho shel adam kemoto. A person's shaliach is the same as him being present. Power of attorney. Right? And if while the shaliach of the wife is on his way back to the wife to tell her, oh, by the way, 3 days ago, you've been divorced for 3 days. Here's a copy of the get. Here's the get, you know, for your safekeeping. If the husband changes his mind and runs ahead, he has a faster horse, and the husband gets to the wife first and says, darling, I regret it. I love you.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven. Right?
I don't forget.
It doesn't matter. They're still divorced. Right? And even he's standing there blocking the shaliach from entering the house. It doesn't matter. They're still divorced. Because the moment of kritut, the moment of severing the marriage, already took place.
When
the two shlichim passed one to the other in front of the edim. That was our earlier gemara, whether they can also be edim, whether they can double as edim or not, but at that point of the transmission. But if she's like the chatzer of the father, so then until the package is delivered, it doesn't matter.
It'd be interesting if you find out if the father had another young child.
Mm-hmm.
And if that also the young child would just be considered, because could the person bring the get, just give it to, oh, can you give this to your father? And I mean, they're both, is she considered a chatzer because she doesn't have any agency, the same way any other 5-year-old kid would have any agency in the house?
The Gemara is about to get into the face not of another child but of an Eved.
I still
pardon my density.
You know, for having one day.
Pardon my density. If she's part of the chatzer, I mean, her legal situation or whatever is that she's part of her father's household. Doesn't matter where she is physically. Part of the chatzer means she's the nara is part of her father's household, not part of the husband's household.
Right.
So when the shaliach comes, you're saying now it has to go into her hand?
When it goes into her hand or her father's hand, she's divorced.
I guess
when it goes, there are three possibilities. According to the second, in other words, there's two possibilities. Either she has agency and she can appoint her own shliach, or she does not have agency. She cannot appoint her own shliach. So there are only three delivery agents for the get. To the Na'ara herself, that was the earlier Gemara that proved that that could be the case. To her father, or to a shliach appointed by whom?
By her.
No, by her father. Her father can appoint a shliach.
Or her father's chatzar.
Or her father's chatzar, or any of the other normal mechanisms.
Falls in father's chatzar, she's also divorced. That's it.
If it's delivered, in other words, not every chatzar counts. As we're about to get to, but yes, if it's a chatzer that counts, so then it goes to the chatzer, then she's divorced because it's no different than a regular case.
So what does this mean, though, in terms of the status of this nara? That means that this nara has no agency to.
According to the second opinion, well, she has agency to accept the get for herself, but she does not have sufficient agency to appoint a shaliach.
Or maybe she doesn't have an agency to accept the gift for herself, just like the chaser doesn't have an agency. She's just a passive...
That's not... Well, again, as you know from having prepared in advance, it turns out that she has a level of agency.
But the chaser is her father, essentially.
Chasero can't appoint shaliach.
Right. Okay, that's one way to look at it.
Then right. She cannot appoint a shaliach.
But what's the difference between the chaser and the father? The father is the chaser.
Right, but again, in other words, the chatzer can serve not as a shaliach exactly, but as an extension of the father. In other words, when we say the get has to be put in the father's hands, mm-hmm. We might not mean literally hands. Maybe a chatzer is a stand-in for a hand. If you say that in certain ways, delivering it into the chatzer, into the father's property, is the same as delivering it to him, just like we say... When a package is delivered, it doesn't have to literally come into.
He's leaving on his doorstep like Amazon.
Yes,
you weren't here last week.
Yes, my apologies.
Okay, it's very rare that you're not here. Usually, when you're not here, we're together in Portugal. But in fact, you weren't here last week, and we spoke about this a bit at length. Okay. A chatzer is an extension of. It's kind of like, like an Amazon delivery, or like Shalach Manot, you know, like if you go out for your Purim Suda and you come home, our kids always used to love this. You go out for the Purim Suda, you come home, and there'd be Shalach Manot waiting for you on Motse Purim on the doorstep. So Gemara says, Odilma kechatzer aviyadav, va'adamati yagita liyada lo migrasha. And until it reaches her hand, she's not divorced. She cannot appoint a shaliach. She doesn't have enough agency. She has enough agency to accept it, either because she has agency to accept it or because it's no different than her father's chatzer. But she does, in all cases, either way, she does not have enough agency to appoint a shaliach. Right? Yeah, like a kind of like... What?
That's only if she's a chatzer.
That's only if she's a chatzer, says the Gemara. Is Rava really so unsure? Rava asks this question. Can she or can't she appoint a shaliach? So now the Gemara asks a question on the question. Does Rava really not know the answer to this question? Now, again, imagine you haven't prepared ahead. Stretch your imagination. What's behind that question? On the question. Like, how could we ask the question? How could we say, Rava, you don't know the answer to this question already?
We have another reference.
We have a source, and what would be in that source? Rava himself making a statement that shows that Rava himself knows the answer to this question. Vaha Omar Rava. And behold, Rava himself said, Hatav get v'natno biyad avda yashen. Umishamarto. You write a get and you put it into the hands of the Ne'araz sleeping Eved while she is keeping an eye on the Eved.
Is it definitely Nara, not just a regular wife?
Let's say. You see, Rashi, look at the last Rashi on the wide ones. Is Rava really unsure about this case? Rashi says, "Shehe al adam ben dat torat chatzer keshehu ni'er." That a person, is he unsure that a person as long as the person is awake, that person is like a chatzer, meaning he's an agent, he's a home base to receive a delivery. So then the Gemara, then Rashi says that this case of the sleeping Eved who is being watched by the wife, are zeget.
As long as she is awake.
No, as long as the wife is watching, the wife has her eye on the Eved. The Eved is fast asleep. You come, you stick the get in the Eved's pocket.
As long as the wife's awake.
The Gemara's Rava says in that case, are zeget. It's like a case of what? Of chatzer. Why? Rashi says, "The havyala chatzer hamishtameret l'da'ata al yada." When we say that chatzer is a home base, it's a receptacle, and as long as you touch it with the get, the divorce is affected. It's not every chatzer. It's not every front porch, right? It has to be what's called a chatzer mishtameret chatzer is the keva, right? Right? Meaning, like, there has to be, like, kind of some sense of, like, you know what's going on in your courtyard. Right? Yeah. I mean, they didn't have the, like, now they have these cameras.
That's right.
And it's crazy. My parents come here, and they've got one of these apps on their phone that they can, like, watch what's going on outside their front. My parents live in a gated community in Florida where you have to be a Jew above 70 to enter. Right? And they're like, what? They like love it. Like my mother will say, Gene, there's someone at the front door.
The guard only stayed 45 minutes.
Who could it be? Who's the only person that comes to their front door is Amazon delivery 5 times a day. She's ordering things. Right?
When she's here.
Yeah, because their neighbor brings it in for them. She calls her neighbor. She says, you got to go. I got a package. What? So the Gemara, so Rava says in the Gemara that if you deliver a get to the pocket of her sleeping Eved while she has her eye on the Eved, it's a get. It works. Hare ze get. Nior eno get. But if the Eved is walking around awake, then it's not a get. Why? Because in Eved, even in Eved, who's like belongs to the woman, has agency over themselves. So delivering it into the pocket of a get of the Eved is not the same. But while the Eved is asleep and she has her eye on the Eved, it's the same as putting it into her own hand. Rashi says, Ni'ar eno get. Rashi says Nior eno get. If he's awake and walking around, it's not a get. Tahavya chatzer hamishter meret ledat ha'eved, because even an eved has a certain amount of agency over their own body, which is why perhaps the Torah says that if you do bodily damage to an eved, the eved goes free. The eved has rights, right? So if the Eved is awake, you can't say that it's like a chatzer, like a piece of immovable property. The eino dome la chatzer gemura. An Eved is not exactly like a chatzer. Techi it rabe chatzera mishum distam chatzer mishtameret al pi ha-ba'alim shegidra saviv u'poteach v'noel. It's different. A chatzer doesn't move around. A chatzer has walls. A chatzer can be locked. So I understand that a chatzer is like an extension of me. And if you put something in that, I understand conceptually why it's the same as putting it into my hot hands. An eved walking around is not exactly this. An eved goes to the market. Somebody slips something in their pocket. I have no knowledge of it. There's no way I can know what's going on. It's hard to say that it's delivered to me for the purposes of a real actual mesira of a get. But if he's just stam laying there fast asleep, chopping a log, snoring, cutting Z's, cutting wood, and I'm watching, and I know what's going on, so then it's the same as, right, last week, I think at the last minute, Vladimir put it, it's like serving a warrant, right? Now, I've never been served a warrant, I've never seen it happen, but I've played one on TV, right? You know, like that idea that the warrant has to be not a warrant, a summons, right? The sheriff has to actually deliver it into your hands. You are served, right? So people that don't want to be summoned to court, they have all types of ways of hiding out from it. So I don't know if this ever happens in real life, but on TV it happens all the time, where the sheriff, like, you know, pretends to be the
pizza delivery
or the singing telegram or whatever it is, and you open the pizza box or you open you've been served with papers, right? Like somehow there's meaning that the transfer of that summons from the county clerk to the hand of the summoned has legal status. If you don't show up in court after being served a summons, you can be held in contempt of court. There are legal ramifications. But if the piece of paper, it's so antiquated in our sense of how things get done today. But unless the piece of paper went from the sheriff's hand to the summoned hands, right? And the person can say, I don't have to go. Even though, you know, the person knows it's like a bit of a game. Like you know they're looking for you, right? You can hide out. And there's a podcast. It's a podcast that somebody sent me about. It's a tragedy. It's about these cases of sexual abuse in the Orthodox community. You know, there are a number of like high profile lawsuits going on right now. So on this podcast, it's not exactly. I mean, it's like investigative journalism, but it ain't exactly Woodward and Bernstein, if you know what I mean. They were talking about a particular person who was implicated in one of these cases of sexual abuse, which is now being, and they say, but that he hasn't been, you know, they haven't figured out where he is. They don't know. They can't deliver the summons. He's living abroad. He's in Israel. It's a case in America. So they can't live. Nobody knows how to find him. I'm like, I know where he is. Like, you know, just Google. Like, you know, like, it's not that hard. It's, you know, he doesn't live far away. But that idea, there's something like legal, halachic, as it were, that happens when the piece of paper, you know, is put in the person's hand. And now the nafkamina is they don't show up in court, even though they knew the court is looking for them. They knew their testimony is desired in court. But until the piece of paper goes in their hands, they can't be held in contempt if they don't show up, right? So the question is, like, what counts as being served? What counts as delivering a get?
Right? So the sleeping evit is like putting it on the sofa?
The sleeping evit is like putting it into her basket, right?
Maybe it has also to do with, like, the mobility, right? If you gave it to a sleeping evit, he's not going anywhere, and she basically could receive it. But if you gave it to an evit with weight, and he walks away with it, then, like, who's to say he's going to... He's not a shalech. He's not going to know he has to give it back to her. So, like, I mean, whereas, you know, it's a problem.
Right.
Well, he probably might know that he has to give it to her. And if he were to do so...
No, but if he didn't know...
But at what point is she divorced? Yeah. Not when the Evid gives it to her, but when it's put into his pocket.
If he's asleep.
If he's asleep, right, and...
If
right?
He's awake,
if he's awake. So the Gemara says... If he's awake, another word.
But if he were to hand it to her,
the isal kedatcha. No, if he hands it to her afterwards, he's not a shaliach, right? If a shaliach is delivering a get in a normal case, shaliach is delivering a get and it falls out of his pocket, he loses it, and somebody else picks it up and says, "Oh, I know who this person is," and he hands it to her. Is she divorced? Is she? She's not divorced. Why? Because there was no act of Mesira. Ah, she's holding it? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. There was no act of halachic Mesira, of passing it to her hand, because there was no agent who was appointed to deliver. Who's supposed to deliver the get? What does the Torah say? V'natan biyada. The husband puts into her hand.
No need to elaborate. I'm following
her. How does the husband put into her hand? He can put into her hand. He can make a shaliach to put into her hand. When he makes a shaliach to put in her hand, who's putting in her hand? Yeah. He is, because that's what a shaliach is. Lost and found? You're not a shaliach. It's not hers until it's delivered to her by an authorized, by the husband or his authorized agent.
Does the act of giving it to her, the slave, the servant, then giving it to her have to be witnessed?
The slave doesn't have to give it to her. She's divorced once the
shliach. Does something have to be lost?
There would have to be
somebody saw it given to the sleeping, put it lay down on the sleeping eved or on her basket or whatever.
Yeah. So the isal kedatcha. But if you think kechatsera vihadamia, but if you think she has no agency to appoint a shaliach, she's like her father's chatser, kimate gitilia da nami lo tigarish. The havia la chatsera mishtamirit shelo ledata viha. So wait a second, wouldn't the implication of what Rava says be that she should be able to receive the get herself? Because if she's just like her father's chatser, giving it to her herself is no different than giving it to her father's chatser. How does it work to give it to a chatser? Because the father has his video eye on what's going on in his chatser. So wait a second, you want to tell me, Rava says that she's walking around the shuk. And the shaliach finds her and says, oh, I have a get for you. And here are two witnesses that I'm handing you the get. So this is shalola data viha. In other words, if she's like his chatser, giving it to the daughter shouldn't be good unless the father is
watching.
What? Unless she's asleep and the father's watching.
The father, the assumption being that chatser, the chatser aviha is something which he has control over.
Yeah. So wait a second. Rava asks the question to Rav Nachman, can she make a shaliach or can she make a shaliach? So he said, well, it depends on how you view the woman, this young woman. Is she like her father's hand, in which case she has agency and she can appoint a shaliach, or she's like her father's chatzer, in which case she cannot make a shaliach? So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Rava himself said, if she's like his chatzer, right? So there's no havamina, right? She can't appoint a shaliach.
No, she can't appoint a shaliach. She can't receive a get.
She can't receive a get, right? She can't receive a get herself. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says
what?
Unless he's watching, right?
But that was stipulated.
And she's asleep, or she. Yeah. So the Gemara says, lo ella pshita. No. Le'olam pshita. No, you got it all wrong. This havamina has come off the tracks. Pshita le dechiyada vihadana. Everyone agrees that she has some agency. Everyone agrees that she is an extension of her father, but she's not stam a chatzer. You understand that this is all metaphorical to refer to a human being as a chatzer, obviously, right? Vahochi, she's like her father's yad, which means she can make a shliach. Vahochi kimeboyele, and when Rava asked the question from Rav Nachman, he was asking, "Mi alema kiyada viha." When we say that she can accept the get herself because she has agency, how much agency does she have? Do we say she has enough? Everyone agrees she has enough agency to accept a get, but does she have enough agency? Kiyada viha l'shavei ihi shaliach, that she can also make a shaliach. Olo or not? In other words, it's a two-step process. Everyone agrees that the daughter is not like a chatzer. She is her own agent. But being your own agent doesn't mean that you have all the same agency as the main, as the principal player. Right? You know, this happens, this sometimes happens with, in cases of power of attorney. Like sometimes when somebody gets older, not when they're like completely incapacitated and you have to appoint it happens, Rachmanis, older people, they're no longer competent to take care of their own affairs. So somebody, often a child, but not only, sometimes the court has to appoint someone who's the apotropos, who's the guardian over the affairs of the senile adult. But it's not always so clear. You know, it's not always black and white. It's not like one day you're competent and the next day you're not. And there's sometimes like a long twilight period. You know, everybody has had or has aging parents.
Yes.
Where parents are competent to take care of their affairs, but yet they need someone to keep an eye on things. So you can have a case where it's not like they need the child's co-signature on every financial transaction. Every time they go to the supermarket, they need an e-sure from the kid to use their credit card for 23 shekel. But there are times where we'll say any transaction over 1,000 shekel has to be approved by the apotropos. Because, you know, older people sometimes become victim to fraud. You know, somebody comes to the door collecting tzedakah and says, oh, you know, we need a lot of money. And they say, oh, well, I'll give you here's a check for 10,000 shekel. Right? The bank has to know, don't cash that check. So there are cases of, in this case, the adult still has agency, but there are limits on the agency because they need to be protected. So maybe that's what this is a case of in the opposite way. She has agency, right? She can accept her own get. We reject the Havamina that she's like a chatser, and Elliot, like you said, a chatser can accept the get, can be a receptacle for the get, but a chatser obviously cannot appoint a shaliach. I mean, beyond the absurdity that it's an inanimate object, right? She's an agent. She can accept the get, but she cannot make a shaliach. So that was Rava's question, right? Obviously, she can accept the get, right? But can she pshita, right? Lay techiyada via damya vechi vahochi kimeboye. When he asked whether she can make a shaliach, mi elema kiyada via l'shavei who l'shdeach. Can she make a shaliach? Olo. So Omar leiser of Nachman's answer was ein osa shaliach. She cannot. She can accept her get, but she cannot make her own shaliach.
I'm still trying to understand exactly what the logic is in that. Why is that the case? In other words, is it the case because there are implications to the father and therefore if she can accept it, that doesn't matter.
She can accept it, but she can't make a shaliach. Because she has agency, but not full agency.
She doesn't have full control.
No, I understand. What's in the difference between appointing a shaliach and accepting it?
Because she has enough control of her own affairs, but we don't allow her to start making shlichim.
No, but I mean, effectively, if she's...
Effectively, it might be that you don't know the person that she chooses for a shaliach might be a person who should be who's a responsible person. Because she's still in this twilight age, okay? For herself, yes.
So now the Gemara attacks all this. We have 15 minutes left. Let's try to get to this last up to the two dots. Because you know, again, apologies. Next week we're not having shir. Next week I'm away. We're not having shir. We'll have in 2 weeks. But let's try to get to the two dots. Eitve is an attack question. Now this is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. I'm sorry I don't have Xeroxes of this. It's a Mishnah in the sixth parak of Gittin. The Mishnah says, Ketana she'amra, a ketana, meaning a girl under bat mitzvah, who says, Hitkabeli giti, accept my get, meaning she tries to make a shaliach to accept the get. Eino get. It is not a get. She cannot appoint a shaliach. Ad she'agia get liyada. Till the get is delivered to her hands, it's not a get. Lefichach im ratza habal lachzor, if the husband changes his mind, as long as the get hasn't reached her hands, yachzor, he can change his mind. Because that person, that ki'ilu that she appointed as a shaliach, is not a shaliach. She'ein katano se shaliach, because a minor under bar bat mitzvah cannot make a shaliach. He's not a shaliach.
When it comes to a hand via her shaliach.
So that the Gemara in Gittin discusses, right? There's a difference between what's called a shaliach lekabalah and a shaliach leholacha. Is he her power of attorney or is he her delivery boy? Right? Everyone understands the delivery boy is just a messenger. So maybe he's enough to like physically hand it to her. And if there are witnesses, then it could be counted as delivery of the get. But he certainly cannot be the shaliach to accept a get on her behalf. And a nafkamina being
the hour of her.
At what point is she divorced? Now, what does it mean? What does it mean? How could she appoint him to be a shaliach if he to bring it? Because maybe she's not. Maybe when the husband hands it to him, he shows up. He says, "Your wife sent me to deliver the get." Then really what's happening? Who's shaliach is he?
He might be. That's
really the husband. Really the husband's shaliach. And he's the delivery boy, but he's acting as the shaliach of the husband to deliver the get. Right? The husband. You don't care what the name of the delivery, the Amazon. You don't even know the name of the Amazon delivery guy as long as it gets to where it needs to go.
Right?
What?
You can send the get by Amazon.
Possibility.
But if her father, if the katana's father says to the husband, to a shaliach rather, say vehit kabel viti gita, go and accept the get on behalf of my daughter, im ratza lachzir, lo yachzir. Lama? Because he is a shaliach appointed by the agent, the father. And as soon as the get is delivered to the shaliach appointed by the father on behalf of the daughter, that's the moment of the get. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ketana she'amra titkabel li giti eino get ad she'yagia get liada. Ha na'ara hare ze get. But if it's not a ketana, why? Because ketana can't be shaliach. But if it's a na'ara, that's a get. So wait a second. What is this Mishnah saying?
But the Mishnah is saying
because the Mishnah says katana, look at
yeah, otherwise right? The Mishnah
so mashma
but we've already established that Nara is somehow a twilight zone. So what should the Mishnah have said? The
Mishnah should have said Na'ara, and from Na'ara we would have understood Kal v'chomer Ketana, right?
But it didn't.
Ha Na'ara. It seems that therefore that if it's a Na'ara, then it would work. Seems from the Mishnah in Gittin that a Na'ara can appoint a shaliach. Oh, hocha b'maya skinan. So what are we talking about? Kishe ein la av. When she has no father, when is this case that the daughter is still under the thumb of the father? When there is a father. But if she's an orphan, so then she inherits, as it were, some of the father's authority. And she becomes more of a free agent over her own affairs.
It makes a psychological sense, because when someone doesn't have a father, so you mature more quickly. You know you're responsible for yourself.
Interesting. So you're giving a psychological interpretation that orphans tend to have to grow up faster. Mm-hmm. But that might be just a halacha case. It's a question of who has rights in this case. Mm-hmm. Right? In other words, rights are not always things that are mutually shared.
Psychological, because if the mind simply doesn't mature soon enough, then whether or not there's a problem, okay. Why would there be a distinction?
Right. It's also possible that it's just simply a question of how we divide the rights. The rights are either in the father's hands or in the daughter's hands, right? And kol od, she's not yet a bogeret, the father retains certain rights. But if there's no father, so then mistama, it devolves upon the daughter. Kishe'en la'av. Hamidikatani Sefa, and that's what we hear from the rest of the Mishnah. Im amar aviyat seu kabel get leviti, im ratza ba'alachzor bo, lo yachzor. Michlal deresha, dereshla, av, bidiyeshla, avaskinan. So in other words, it seems that we're talking about a case of where there's a father in the picture. How do you know that? Because the Mishnah says the father's one of the players. Mashma, that if there's no father, so then she can't do it. So what do we say? So the Gemara says, Chasuri Mechser V'Hochi Ketani. No, you misread the Mishnah. You have to read between the lines of the Mishnah. There's something missing in the Mishnah that you have to read into it. And what is, how should you read the Mishnah? Ktana she'amra hitkabel li giti eino get ad she'agia get liada. A ktana cannot make a shaliach. Ha ne'ara, but the Mishnah reads explicitly, the Gemara reads explicitly into the Mishnah what the sefer of the Mishnah is, hare ze get. Then if the na'ara did, then it is a get, bemad very mamurim, in which case, kesha ein la av, when she has no father. When she has no father, when can a na'ara appoint a shaliach? When there's no father, she can make a shaliach. Aval yeshla av, v'amar aviha, tseu kabeli viti gitero, tse balach zorbo, lo yachzor. If the father makes the shaliach, then the minute the get is given, then it's given. Right? And that's how the Gemara concludes, and that's how we will conclude until 2 weeks from now, when we'll pick up with these two dots after I come back from London. It's a fancy thing to be gentle.
Okay.
Bracha?
Yeah?
Did you know that Rabbi Rothstein was sitting Shiva this week?
Yes.
He got up from Shiva today.
Oh, good.
But you know, you can write to him. I'm sure he'd be comforted to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.